In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I have the abiding sense that this microphone is not working. Is that correct? I also have the abiding sense that that microphone is working.
Yes.
And I will go over there.
That's not all they have in mind.
Because along with change of heart must come a mind committed to new ways of living. How does John the Baptist respond to the question from his listeners, what then should we do? Does he respond with soaring rhetoric about rending their hearts or calls to grand acts of repentance? The gospel says in reply to the question, what then should we do? John says, whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must provide us. The gospel says that, quote, even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, teacher, what should we do? He said to them, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what should we do? He said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with their wages. In other words, if your heart is out of line with the will of God, make practical changes, small but meaningful decisions in your lives. Share with those in need. Don't abuse your authority. 2,000 years later, how did Martin Luther King Jr. respond to Isaiah's prophecy? We all know this vision spread forth from the Isaiah prophecy of a land where children of different races live in harmony and are judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But Dr. King, just like John the Baptist, also has practical words to share with us when he says, quote, we can never be satisfied as long as we cannot gain lodging in the hotels of our highways, the hotels of the cities. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. In other words, do not exclude people from public accommodation based on race. Soul-stirring vision of God's kingdom coupled with a deeply practical recommendation. This is the prophetic call we hear today from John, and by extension from Isaiah. We are to align our hearts with the vision of God's kingdom, and our actions should flow forth from that in mind. We are to act justly and kindly, and we are to want to act justly and kindly. We should rejoice in kindness and justice. The vision is crucial because it brings about a change of heart. As it is written in the book of Proverbs, without vision, the people perish. But without a mindful resolution to act, the vision will not be just that, a vision. As we prepare for our annual celebration of the birth of Christ, we remember that the vision of peace and joy and hope that centers on the manger in Bethlehem was but the beginning of a ministry that called us to a revision. How we're to live in this world and in community with each other every day of our lives. Jesus may have been born in Bethlehem of Judea, but his life's work began with John on the banks of the River Jordan, who called all who would listen to make straight a highway for our lives.